Strawberry Alarm Clock
with Jim and Nobby.
I'm sleepy, tired and yawning. Need coffee first thing in the morning. Radio that ain't gonna bore me. Who do I like? Oh yes, this is Strawberry. Oh na na eh. Listen to the Strawberry na na eh. My boys Jim and Nobby na na eh. Listen to the Strawberry na na eh. I love the Strawberry.
FM 104.
Dublin's FM4 says Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:22.
So are those Richie Kavanagh gloves, are they leather or are they just
well, in cotton? The in the photo shoot here they're white.
Right, it could be white leather.
No, they look like sort of builders painting gloves, you know, like.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, look, it's a mystery. Michael Jackson had one glove, Richie Kavanagh's got two. That makes him double as good as Michael Jackson. And he's alive.
What level?
You know,
what was the song again?
Do you know Ryan Tuberty used to be in...
he likes leather gloves.
He's just been to America. Did you see that?
Yes.
Bop, just on his tour. He's got his book.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a children's book. He wrote it, but it's a children's book, but not on purpose. Bop.
The Tupelo.
He's back from doing that, but when he was over there, he got a taste for the nice American burgers. And where can you get the nicest American burgers? In Dublin? Well... Wise Guys.
Fancy a tasty chipper? Find the best burgers, the most succulent square cods, and the chirpiest chips at Wise Guys, an authentic Italian fast food takeaway. Our staff have genuine Italian blood running through their veins.
Yeah, so my mother was Sicilian, and Pops was Dutch-Irish, so I guess you could say that.
You'll feel right at home with the warmest of welcomes.
Yeah, can I get a snack box, please?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, you're behind.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, you work here, don't you?
I ain't got no snack boxes. I got fresh cod, I got smoked cod, that's all you can get.
You really don't
I got no fucking snack boxes. Get out of here. What's the matter with you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Okay, right, okay.
What did I tell you?
I'm sorry.
Fresh cod or smoked cod, you mutt.
You've never seen a sausage so violently battered.
Give me that f***ing sausage. You don't f***ing mess with me, sausage. Here, here's your f***ing sausage.
Wise Guys takeaway. Just don't tell them they're funny.
Guys, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this before, but you're really funny.
What, funny how? Funny, we amuse you.
Yeah.
We make you laugh.
The way you talk and
what
the way.
What the f*** is so funny about us?
Well, I just think you're really funny.
Hey, you want some f***ing vinegar?
Yeah.
Take some vinegar in your f***ing eyes.
Oh no!
Wise Guys, where the food is bleeding deadly. Oh, shut the f*** up, Bobby.
Notorious.
Conor McGregor's turkey burgers.
Notorious.
Come on down to my all-new restaurant, Conor McGregor's turkey burgers. This is the chain that's gonna dominate the world of cuisine, yeah? I'll give myself a Michelin star. 6 stars. Conor McGregor's turkey burgers. One whiff of my turkey burgers, and all those burgers will be octagon. Why turkey, you ask? Because everyone else is chicken. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Conor McGregor's turkey burgers. Are they tasty? No. They're notorious. Hop into the restaurant and tell my waiters that Conor sent you. We're not here to take part. We're here to take your orders.
Notorious.
I'm Morgan Freeman. And let me tell you something. After this advertisement is finished, you're gonna wish you were a free man. Thinking about breaking the law? Want to get arrested and convicted of a crime? Where will you stay in Dublin if you're caught? Come to Mountjoy Prison, where the joy is everywhere you look. Located on Dublin's glamorous North Circular Road, Mountjoy Prison boasts Ireland's largest prison population. Featuring a whole host of colorful lacks, inmates, and innocent convicts. What Mountjoy Prison lacks on a view, it makes up for with recreational activities. A spacious prison yard and a snooker table. Mobile phones aren't permitted, but that just makes your stay all the less stressful. Kick back in your cell, have a cup of tea, watch TV, or maybe even make your own personal minibar of homemade hooch. If you're looking for security, we have them everywhere. Mountjoy Prison, where the joy is everywhere you look. Terms and conditions apply. Places are going fast.
Oh, no. Jim.
I'm one of your smallest in height fans.
Feelings mutual.
But bigger in other respects. As far as your fanship, I meant.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim and Nobby.
FM 104.
Dublin 7-4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Hello, everybody. Tuesday morning. So, pass my test driving school. They'll help you pass your test. That's why it's called Pass My Test Driving School.
They do driving and lessons, funnily enough.
They do, and they're professionals at what they do. And Colm, who runs that fine business, got in touch with us and said, would you want to get one of my drivers? And we said, yeah, we could get Terry in the car. That'd be great. So it took a lot of organisation because... when they had real gigs on, we couldn't get in the car. So many gigs, we couldn't get in. Anyway, so we got in the car. There's a camera hidden in the car. And the instructor, Darren, gets in the car thinking this is a normal driving lesson. But he has Terry in the car, who's wired up to us. He has to say and do everything we ask him to do. Would you like to go live to that car?
We would. And when you're finished listening to this and hopefully laughing your head off, go look at the video, which will be on FM 104's Facebook page, the video of the hidden camera.
Let us know if this gives you a giggle. Let's go live to the car.
There we go.
Here he is now.
Terry, is it?
How are you doing, man?
Thanks.
Pleased to meet you.
Now, you're out driving. Not too bad. I just want to get you out driving today.
Okay.
Right?
Perfect,
so,
yeah.
Now you're ready. You show me how you drive.
Right, okay.
So I'm not going to say a word.
Lovely. Right. So, indicate.
So fair drive, is that too bad? Why are you working at yourself? You don't mind me asking.
Not working at the moment.
Yeah, working at the moment,
yeah. Yeah. So, it's...
you're a house
in between jobs, they say.
I'm a writer.
So gonna go left, yeah.
I'm writing, actually. I'm a writer.
Oh, perfect.
I'm writing children's stories now, funnily enough.
Yeah, writing children's stories.
All right.
I have my little muse.
I got a little fox to inspire me.
Harry the Gobbler.
Last week. Spent more money on beauty than on
clothes. Are you serious? Yeah.
If you bring these, what's it called, booksellers into the school, the kids that I have, they spent €50 on books. They did.
Go on. Yeah.
Sure.
I was thinking of doing a character called Harry the Gobbler.
And then he says, oh, we want to go in and collect other books like before the soil. And they went, oh, grand.
Yeah.
That'd be another €31.
But he said he wasn't going to talk.
You mean books? He's all
I'm thinking of writing a series, like, you know, animal characters. So I have a fox.
Yeah.
And he's called Harry the Gobbler.
Jesus.
And he gobbles all the rubbish out of bins.
He gobbles all the rubbish out of the bins.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Loves Nando's.
Gobble, 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 gobble. He loves Nando's. Yeah.
Are you making a mental note of this, or are you writing it down in your head?
So are you making a mental note of this, or
down
in your head?
No, I'm going to tell you up here now.
Yeah.
You must be like an elephant.
So a memory like an elephant, huh?
There you go.
And a trunk like one as well.
And a trunk like one as well.
And a trunk like one as well.
I said nothing. No, we're going to go straight on, so we're going to stay out to the right.
Right,
I haven't been to the zoo in ages.
No, we follow the main road. Alright.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, I haven't been to the zoo in ages, you know.
Now say shush. Shh.
And,
Can you hear that?
Just say shush. Every time we talk, just say shush.
It's too nice.
What size engine on this? 1.6, 1.8?
Huh?
1.6, 1.8?
Shh. Is this the way to Amarillo?
Is this the way to Amarillo?
Do you know Donna?
Tonight I'm hugging my pillow.
Is this the way to
Is that the line?
I went to the doctor, guess what he told me? Guess what he told me?
I've got piles.
I've got piles.
No, really, I do.
You're not bringing me up Hoth Head, are you?
GAA.
You're not bringing me up Hoth Head now, are you?
That's been over Hoth Head.
You seem to know all the scenic spots very well.
Do you know all the scenic spots?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Miss Bench, you what? What?
Through the areas. Through all the different areas.
What?
I said, just bring you through all the different areas.
What?
I'd say you flashed the headlights a few times, have you?
I'd say you flashed the headlights a few times. up and all again.
Did you bring a torch with you?
Yeah, you had to make sure.
Did you bring a torch?
Walking the
you?
Dog, what?
No, they don't go up there
in the. Walking the old Labrador.
I wrote the old Labrador up there.
No.
So, Darren, I'm having a lovely time.
Darren, I'm having a lovely time.
So am I.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
Right, so, don't tell the bride, yeah?
Yes. Good show.
A woman called Selena, she's told that her wedding is going to be in IKEA.
Right.
It's going to be on TV very soon. Would you like to hear the moment she finds...
It's a big venue.
It's a big venue,
it's
yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Close to the M50 for all her guests.
I don't know if she has assembled the chairs and the tables herself.
Hotel nearby there. The one that some pilot tried to land on before instead.
Look, IKEA's great. Don't get me wrong. Love
nice
IKEA.
Nice food.
Yeah, it is. It's a great place.
Loads of seats.
Yeah. But do you want to get married there?
Lovely candles and candle holders. It's actually not a bad place. Flowers everywhere.
Well, here's her reaction when she finds out that this person...
Don't blame me.
Tell me your message.
Dad's saying nothing.
They say, fuck it, baby. Tell me you're just driving in here for the crack.
Look on the bright side. She'll be able to tie the knot and pick up a table lamp at the same time. They
say, fuck it, baby. No, this can't be happening. Oh, sweet Jesus.
If only they could find somewhere to park.
This can't be happening.
And
no.
Massive beds for the end of the day.
What do you mean?
When they're wrecked tired.
You don't know me again.
Hello, guys.
Shane, how are you, man?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you?
Good.
We feel like we're all pals of yours because...
I've kept all your letters.
Have you?
Yeah. You who come on, one of you come on to Jesse, didn't you?
It's, what do you mean we came on to Jesse?
It's over, Alfie.
The cat.
That's right, yeah.
My family.
You think we came on to her, did we?
Did we?
Yeah, you did. She still talks about it now.
Yeah, she can't forget us.
Big old pair of dirty flirts. That's
she's got a bit of a wandering eye, Alfie. Sorry, Alfie.
So how are you, Shane Ritchie?
I'm all right, buddy.
So you're coming back to Dublin again because you can't get enough of us.
That's it, mate. I'm back, and because I wasn't actually supposed to come and do the play because the week before I'm in Canterbury because I fly off to do film Benidorm, and I said, can I just come and do a couple of shows? So we managed to speak to the producers in Spain and the producer of the play. So I'm going to be coming just doing two shows Friday and two on Saturday.
With your bank saying yes to big savings only at blueinsurance.ie.
Hello, I'm Howard.
And I'm Gary, and we are two members of the pop group Take That, and we are big friends of the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Well, so, right now, we're going to go to the most popular TV show in the country right now, which is First Dates Ireland, and a little bit of a Strawberry version of it.
Welcome to First Dates Ireland, the programme everyone watches, and there's Scarlett for your ma for having ya. Anto Joe McStanley is a football fan from the north side of Dublin.
I'm Anto Joe McStanley. I'm an Aston Villa fan. Don't hold that against me. I love girls, but they never notice me.
He's never been on a date in his life. In fact, women terrify him. but he's always looking for love.
Just want to meet someone.
Hey, friend, welcome to the First Dates Ireland restaurant. Hey, you look kind of groovy and relaxed. Are you a bit nervous? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Doesn't matter. Come on over here, and here's my friend at the bar. He's going to sort you out with things. Relax, man.
How you doing, hey, pal?
Chill out. There he is.
Hey, man, just chill out. It's going to be fun. What can I get you?
Just a beer, please.
My beard? You want my beard?
No, just...
Everybody wants... You want to stroke it?
No, a beer.
Stroke my beard.
A beer.
Come on, here you go. Stroke it. Stroke it.
P-double-R.
Stroke it.
A beer!
Fionnuala O'Irishy is a lollipop lady from Salt Hill in Galway. A self-confessed man-eater, she has several restraining orders held against her from frightened ex-boyfriends.
Okay. Fionnuala O'Irishy here. Well, you know what? People talk about notches in the bedpost, but... Geez, you'd have a hard time finding any bedpost left of mine. I know how to handle a man. I've had plenty of experience now, as I have. And I've decided no matter what, I'm going to give him the night of his life. I'm going to chew him up and spit him out and chew him back up again. I'm just wondering, did the Gibson rent the room with by the hour?
Tonight's date is going to be like a lamb to the slaughter.
Hey, welcome along, pretty lady. You come from west of Ireland? Hey, welcome
to Galway. Okay. Part of the city, yep.
Yes, they're my pants. Try not to take them off. Oh. Thank you. Okay, this is your date here. He's your...
Can I have a go on you, huh?
No, I'm off bounds, okay? Love is like a rose.
Shut the next best thing.
Yeah, okay, don't mind me. Keep going, please.
How's it going? I'm Amanda John McStanley.
How are you? Fionnuala.
Nice to meet you.
How are you getting on?
Good, yeah.
Great. What are you drinking there?
Just a beer.
Oh, yeah.
You want my beard?
Just shut the up, will you?
Okay, man. That's all right. I understand. Hey, man. I'm Canadian, man.
Yeah, that's worse. Just a beer.
Enjoy your evening, guys.
Sorry. Could you please leave the couple alone, my Mohican friend? Thank you.
So, Fionnuala, you look lovely tonight, by the way.
Thanks a million. Yeah, it's a fine outfit, isn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't leave much to...
The imagination. Sure, if you have it, flaunt it.
Yeah.
What do you do now for a living?
Oh, they work in the post office.
Oh, yeah, so you go to licking stamps.
Well,
I have a fine stamp collection at home now for you to lick. You can flick and lick through all the pages you like.
We have a machine for that now.
Well, gee, so do I.
If you texted in strawberries...
So the answer was it?
That's what the answer was, yeah.
Oh, wow, I never get a guest. Hello?
Julie?
Hello?
Julie?
Hello, Julie.
It is, yeah?
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock calling.
Hello?
You're
Hello.
Live on the radio.
Ah, you're joking.
Don't swear, please.
Where are you?
I'm in work.
What do you do?
I work in the post office.
When did you last have a little break?
Ages ago.
Would you like to go to the 4-star Clayton White's Hotel in Wexford?
You're joking. Really?
You're going.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Thanks very much.
Are you protesting today?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you protesting outside the GPO later on?
No. I'll be working hard inside.
Okay.
Well, hopefully they don't close down any post offices. And you enjoy yourself when you go to Wexford.
Thank you so much.
Let's keep everyone in jobs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, enjoy
that.
It. Send us a postcard.
Thank you, I'm so shocked. Thank you.
It's okay. Thanks. You're welcome.
Bye.
Delighted.
Ah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to win that tomorrow, we'll be back with another one with a competition that won't be as easy, but it'll be still okay. It'll be manageable.
If you do fancy a flutter today, Turf Talk Tom was with us this morning. It wouldn't be Cheltenham without him, really. The podcast on fm104.ie has his tips there if you want to go have a little look.
And we've all retweeted him as well, so if you want to have a look there too. And he'll be back tomorrow with more tips. If today's are good, we'll be very nice to him.
If they're not, we'll block him. Where the iPhone can block people. Right, see you in the morning. Andy's on the way. Good luck.